Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Bill Brody-Good, who's CEO and Technical Director at Alien Metals. How are you today, Bill?
I'm good, thanks, Jack. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. We're hopefully seeing the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of lockdown, but how's that affecting Alien and how are you doing at the moment?
Absolutely. For everyone concerned, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel is fantastic. As far as Alien, we've been very fortunate all the way along. We're having sort of technical teams in country, in Mexico and Australia. We've able to carry on working and having the funding to do that. So we're very fortunate. The one restriction, I suppose, is that I'm not able to go to the project sites at the moment, but we are already looking at that for possibly middle of the year, so I can, get boots on the ground, catch up with the teams face to face, look at a bit of geology and really sort of hopefully get an even better update on where we are and where we're going.
Right, and it's always a case of spinning plates, I suppose. What are the current highlights and what's on your in-tray at the moment as far as Alien is concerned?
The in-tray's fairly full as always. We're just finishing the maiden drilling on the Hancock iron ore project, the one on the eastern side, just outside of Newman. That's gone really well and we're just sort of finalising that work. So then it's consolidating the information, the geology, the getting the samples into the lab and processed, planning next stage, hopefully. Elizabeth Hill, we doing a little bit of sort of work at the moment, bit of sort of recon. We're waiting for the final interpretation of the airborne magnetic survey. We're planning work in the next couple of months. I mean, the next couple of weeks, we've got a site visit with a team out of Perth. We've got our POW for some drilling and trenching, so that's going to start happening soon. With Mexico, Jose Luis just finished some sampling of the Andromeda, the new permit we picked up alongside San Celso. So I'm just waiting any day for the results. Very excited about that. He was very encouraged by the amount of historic mining and mineralization he saw at surface. And obviously he's still pushing hard for us to finalize getting our drill permits for the two silver projects. While Capstone, I think we're on the second or even third hole now of the maiden drilling program on Donovan 2, the copper. We're busy. We're very busy. And we're also being shown overall more and more projects in Mexico, in Australia and elsewhere, which, we're sort of reviewing and seeing how they fit within the strategy of the company, be it commodity-wise, jurisdiction, opportunity, value, all those aspects. Inbox is quite full.
So there's no shortage on the deal flow. Would you expect, let's say on the ground, things to speed up a bit, hopefully in the second half of the year?
Things on the ground, they'll go as quickly as sensibly we can do things. As I have always said, I don't want to just drill for the sake of drilling or spend money on the ground just to be shown to be spending money. We need to do it sensibly. We do a piece of work. We step back. We look at the results. We review that. We say, right, based on that, with best practice, hopefully we then say, right, this is the next campaign. So work will continue, according to those sort of, as I say, hopefully best practice and cost-effective and efficient work programs. There is next week a Swiss Mining Institute forum. Still at the moment it's online, but normally that takes place in Switzerland, surprisingly, which we're attending, and we'll be talking to over a dozen both sort of asset and fund management entities. There's over 40 mining companies who are going to be there, all presenting as well. So we're just finalising our updated presentation. Yeah, really looking forward to that because there's some great silver miners, gold miners, you know, people we're looking forward to talking to and you know, learning from, as well as possibly learning things about. So yeah, there's lots going on as ever.
And do you think that, let's say again, towards the second half of the year, there will, and you can anticipate more activity in terms of deal making and M&A in the mining space?
Look, I think it's been quite busy already. I think it'll carry on doing so. As I said, we're seeing more projects being offered. So I think, and obviously we're not the only people seeing these projects or similar or you know, different ones. So absolutely, I believe that's going to continue. And, you know, we'd like to, should the right opportunity come along, you know, do our next sort of, be it M&A or be it an earn-in or whatever the case may be, you know, during the coming couple of quarters, really.
Bill Brody Good, CEO and Technical Director at Alien Metals. Thank you very much indeed.
Zach, great to talk to you again and catch up soon, I hope.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.